Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Probably the most common way for craft brewers to learn their art, home brewing. Others learn on the job, some attend a brewing school. There are more than two dozen schools offering brewing classes in America and many, many more in Europe. Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings says a little of that has come to Brookings.
When we started this brewery, we intended to be able to instruct whoever came by on the processes. Obviously, brewing's a pretty involved process, but that's why we left the big windows in so that everybody could see everything from milling the grains to mashing to the stuff that he's doing right now. He's actually on the boil out. I have been working with SDSU and in some capacities. They've put together a course that is the first of its kind, probably at our university here. And what that course is it helps guide students, and it's not part of a program yet, it is an elective, but it helps guide them for the semester through observing how wine, beer, and spirits are made. And that's a lot of information in a 12-week course, but I've been fortunate enough to work with them at least on the 4 weeks that is segmented off for brewing. So we did some classroom instruction on everything from malting, from the big malt houses, to yeast propagation into some recipe development. And what has kind of accumulated in today is that part of the class is here in an observation mode, peeking in on the windows, watching us actually make one of the beers that we've become known for. Well, today, as a matter of fact, we're making a variety of what we got. So really cool opportunity to show what we do in an academic setting, and it's a pretty interesting opportunity for SDSU. This is the second time they've offered this class.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller is on the way.
Anaerobic isolation, alcoholic fermentation, and ABH oxidation. Give me a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking about the class in fermentation science being taught at SDSU in Brookings. Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing has assisted in those classes.
I think this is a really cool glimpse into our industry. I think there's a lot of growth that could happen at an academic level to really make this part of the industry that could be pursued. But I think the fact that SDSU has started these types of things, that they've at least begun to recognize the importance that brewers have, and the brewing industry maybe in general, has to South Dakota. The wines that are being made in South Dakota, I know they contribute to tourism, they contribute to agriculture, the breweries that have sprung up, and even the distilleries now in the last 10 years, we're all beginning to need more employees that have been educated in the arts and especially in the sciences of brewing. And I think this is one of the first steps for the state of South Dakota and the university here to help prepare members of the industry.
Well, and it could certainly have an agricultural twist, too, with this ag school we've got here.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And for those of you that don't know, the university does a ton of research in grapes and the hardiness of grapes and how to prepare grapes to live in South Dakota, which has been an incredible challenge this year. But and, you know, there's even projects that they've started to adapt some of that research and apply it to hops and other varieties of plants.
With more than 7,000 breweries in the U.S., there's obviously a need for trained personnel.
My hope is that, you know, this class is maybe maybe the first indication that SDSU understands that and they're starting to pursue at least some coursework in this as it complements the ag industry.
Finally, today, another Wooden Lakes Brewing and Brookings Blizzard collaboration this Friday.
Hockey Bus, 22nd of March, that's a Friday. Stop on down to the pub. Everybody that hasn't participated in one of these, I'll give you the short version. You come here, you spend $20. That is if you buy it ahead of time. But you spend $20, you get a ticket to the game, you get a brat here, you get a beer here, and you get a beer at the game, and a ride back and forth for $20. It also happens to be my birthday, so it might be kind of a fun celebration. March 22nd, buy the tickets down here at the pub ahead of time. You can still show up day of. I think they're just a couple bucks. It might be $5 more the day of, but even for $25, that's a heck of a good time.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.